الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, it is only the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are in the month of Sha'ban and moving very swiftly towards the month of Ramadan. In this world, before a very important event takes place, then there are a lot of indications, signs that point towards this auspicious event that is about to happen. In the media, people speak about it. In the papers, mention is made about the event. And everybody looks forward to this event because it is an international event, a very important event to take place. And if it is an event that brings about a lot of success to the country, then one can imagine how much of effort will be made in ensuring that that event is a successful event. Preparations take place many months in advance. So Allah Rabbul Izzat made it such that in the deen of Islam and momentous and auspicious events that take place. And in the entire year, the Islamic year, the most important month is the month of Ramadan. It is the most blessed, auspicious, momentous month, regarded as the greatest month in the Islamic calendar. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala reports that the Nabi of Allah mentioned, Sayyidu Shuhur Ramadan, that the leader of all the months in the Islamic calendar is the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala is reported to have mentioned, Sayyidu Shuhur Ramadan. Ramadan is the leader of all months. Wa Sayyidul Ayyam Yawmul Jumu'ah. And the leader of all days of the week is the day of Jumu'ah. So we can understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this month of Ramadan the title of being the leader of all months. So the amount of blessings that Allah rains upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam in this specific month, Allah Ta'ala does not send down in any other month. So much of blessings, so much of rewards, so much of opportunities, so much of goodness and barakat and rahmat, that it's not possible for any human being while remaining in this dunya to be able to fathom it, understand it. When these eyes, worldly, physical eyes will close, and we come before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, then really we will understand the true value of Rasulullah mentioned that if my ummah only knew the true worth and value of Ramadan, they would have desired that the entire year is Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports that he heard the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates Jannah for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan. Jannah is prepared, Jannah is decorated, Jannah is embellished for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam. The preparations that take place for the month of Ramadan, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam, happens 1 year in advance. When the one Ramadan ends, for the coming Ramadan, the commencement of preparation takes place. And when the first night of Ramadan enters, then there is a wind that blows from beneath the arsh of Allah. And it passes through Jannatul Firdaus and the different phases of Jannah it passes through. This wind passes through the gardens of Jannah, the trees of Jannah, until the leaves begin to rustle. The door handles of Jannah begin to shake, making a very beautiful sound, a melodious sound is heard. And the damsels of Jannah all come out from their palaces to the balconies of Jannah and they shout out that, "Oh Malik, oh doorkeeper of Jannah, what night is this? Something special is happening on this night." And Malik says, "Tonight is the first night of Ramadan. Tonight is the special night, the commencement of the month of Ramadan is from tonight." And Allah Pak calls out, Allah says, "Oh Malik, oh doorkeeper of Jannah, open every door of Jannah for the Allah alayhi wa sallam." And then he says, Allah Pak says, "Oh Ridwan," the doorkeeper of Jannah is with, "Oh Ridwan, open all the doors of Jannah. And oh Malik, oh the doorkeeper of Jahannam, close all the doors of Jahannam." To make it easy for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam, as a sign from Allah that my Jannah is open to the Ummah of Rasulullah and the doors of Jannah are closed. So Ridwan is commanded to open all the doors. Malik is commanded to close the doors of Jahannam. And then there is a caller from the side of Allah, "Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil, Aqbil. Ya Baghi al-Shar, Aqsir, Aqsir." All those people in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam who wish to gain the mercy of Allah, wish to do good deeds, then come forward, come forward. And all those who want to do evil deeds, restrain yourself, restrain your nafs from doing evil deeds. Just the caller calls out on the side of Allah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat becomes so happy. Allah Pak sends Jibreel alayhi salam that, "Oh Jibreel, go down to the earth. And all the rebellious, evil shayateen, go and chain them up and throw them in the ocean, lock them up." So in this month, they do not pose danger and a threat and did not spoil the roza of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the damsels of Jannah come out singing that, "Oh Allah, join us to such husbands from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam who will be beloved to us and we will be beloved to them. Oh Allah, who is there from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who desires us in nikah? Oh Allah, marry us to them." And this, all that, all this is taking place at the beginning of Ramadan. And then it is mentioned that at the time of iftar, as time of iftar comes, the first day of Ramadan, iftar, and the second day, at every day, Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it such that Allah Pak becomes pleased with the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam, those who are upholding the sanctity of this month. Allah emancipates and frees from Jahannam 1 million souls, those upon whom Jahannam has become wajib for them. Allah Pak is freeing every day at the time of iftar for those who are honoring this month of Ramadan 1 million souls. And when the night commences, we know that every night the system of Allah throughout the year is that at the last third of the night, the mercies of Allah reign on the Ummah. The call is called out from the side of Allah. "May yastaghfiru li fa aghfir lahu," who is there to ask me forgiveness, I may forgive him. "May yad'u li who is there to ask me for some dua? Then am I granting that? Who is there to ask mercy from me? Are we granting my mercy? Who has any need? This happens every night at the last third of the night. But on the night of Shab-e-Barat that just passed, the 15th night of Shaban, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies come down to this earth. At the very, very commencement of the night, the beginning of the night, the whole night from the time of sunset, right the time of dawn, Subah Sadiq, Allah's mercies come down. The call takes place from the side of Allah. Who is there to ask forgiveness? I may forgive him. Who is there to ask mercy? I may grant him mercy. Who is there to ask any need? I may fulfill his need. This happens the whole night of Shaban, of the 15th night of Shaban, Shab-e-Barat. It happens the whole night of Ramadan. The whole Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Entire whole Ramadan. And then, the highlight is Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Hazrat Anas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the month of Ramadan would come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell the Sahaba, إِذَا دَخَلَ Ramadan, when the month of Ramadan would enter, the Nabi of Allah would address the Sahaba and the Ummah and say, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. Oh my Sahaba, this month has come. As though this special month that they were waiting for. Nabi said, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. O my Sahaba, this special month. فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And in this month, there is one special night. Work hard for it. This month is greater than 1,000 months of ibadat. The one who gets this night of Qadr, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant him for just that one night the reward of worshipping Allah for 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months. Allah will grant him one time, imagine one night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayr. The one who lost out this opportunity, he missed this night of Qadr, he lost out a great, great treasure. All goodness. فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّ. All goodness he lost out, the night came. That opportunity of a lifetime came and you lost it out. Allahu Akbar. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ فَهُوَ مَحْرُومٌ. The one who loses out all this, he's a deprived person. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell the Sahaba that now the night of Qadr, special night, work hard to get this night, every night, work very, very hard. And on the night of Qadr, Allah sends the special forces of Malaika, groups of angels from the sky to come down to this earth. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and all the angels, they come down with a green flag, all green flags. And they come down and they put those green flags on the Kaaba Sharif. They put it on the Kaaba Sharif. And Jibreel alayhi salam spreads out his wings, he spreads out from the east to the west, he spreads it out. And the angels go around to see all the Ummat of Rasulullah sallam. And wherever they find the Ummat of Rasulullah sallam engaged in ibadat, those performing the Taraweeh Salah during the night, those in the Tahajjud Salah, those reciting Quran Majeed, those in Zikrullah, those in Durood, whatever they come, they sit in those gatherings and they say Ameen. They make dua for these servants. They shake their hands also. And the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallam become very soft. They turn to Allah in maghfirat, seeking Allah's forgiveness and mercy. And Allah's mercy descends on this night in a very special way. This silsila continues till dawn. And at the time of Subah Sadiq, when the night ends, and Jibreel Islam and all the angels, they go up. Then the angels say to Jibreel Islam, this was indeed a very special night. How did Allah deal with the ummah of Rasulullah sallam? Jibreel Islam says that Allah had sent down his mercy. Allah sent down his pardon and maghfirat. That the entire ummah of Rasulullah all have been pardoned and forgiven. The mercy has enveloped everybody besides certain classes of servants. Those who are habitual drinkers of wine or any intoxicants, those on drugs, they don't get that maghfirat. Those who are disobedient to their parents, those who break family ties, hearts, wrong hearts, you know, harboring malice, jealousy, hatred for the ummah of Rasulullah sallam, conspiring, making evil plots all the time against Islam and the Muslims, there's nothing for these people. Allah Pak becomes so happy. And they on the last night of Ramadan, the amount of people Allah had set free from the fire of Jahannam, each and every day at the time of Iftar, 1 million. The last night. Allah Rabbul Izzat frees at 1 million, and the amount of all the people throughout the month of Ramadan, the total number Allah also frees on this night. And Allah Pak says to the angels that what is the reward of that person who he served his time, he fulfilled his duty, what service he was given, he fulfilled it. How should we treat this person? The Malaika says, oh Allah, if he fulfilled his duty, he should be paid in full. Allah says that you bear witness that I have forgiven the entire ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ and granted him my mercy and forgiveness. The angel says, oh Allah, is this, Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah ﷺ, is this that last night, the night of Qadr? He said, no, this is not the night of Qadr. The night of Qadr is another night. This is the extra bonus from the side of Allah. Allahu Akbar, so much. And there on the day of Eid, when the Muslims now, they pass the month of Ramadan fulfilling, upholding the sanctity, doing what Allah wants, and they're going out to the Eid Salah, how happy Allah is. And then they complete that Eid Salah, and Allah Ta'ala announces, or the angels announce on the side of Allah, that maghfurun, all of you are forgiven, all of you are forgiven. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is pleased, and Allah is happy with you. So this happens on the day of Eid, that after the month of Ramadan, iceberg, what we're speaking about, the favors that Rasulullah spoke and mentioned in his Mubarak ahadith of the month of Ramadan. Time is up, or time is limited, just 1-2 minutes more we'll speak. He said, so much, Ramadan comes with so much of blessing, so much of goodness. We won't be able to cover and speak about all the goodness of Ramadan. It's just that we should understand that Rasulullah, 2 months before Ramadan, he was waiting for this month. When the first moon of Rajab was sighted, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab, the month coming Sha'ban, and take us forward to the month of Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the dua. Then Allah Pak sent the 15th night of Sha'ban as a bonus. One is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us that prepare for Ramadan. He was spiritually, mentally, physically preparing. He taught his Sahaba and he wanted this for his Ummah. When the 15th night came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, Allah's mercy come down. In other words, for the sinners in the Ummah of Rasulullah, Allah is giving you this opportunity, make amends. Prepare yourself. Rasulullah is fasting the whole month of Sha'ban, whole month, preparing for Ramadan. Sahaba asked, oh Nabi of Allah, we didn't see you fasting, we don't see you fasting any other month besides Ramadan, so much that you fast in Sha'ban. Nabi Sallallahu said, yeah, this month comes between Rajab and Ramadan, I see people negligent. They are not turning their hearts, preparing. They are not preparing for Ramadan. See, negligence. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did this. And then we find Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the best fast by Allah after the fast of Ramadan is the fast of Sha'ban in preparation for Ramadan. We all know in another hadith, the Nabi of Allah mentioned the greatest fast after Ramadan is Muharram. The Muharram is the greatest because Muharram is the Ashurul Hurum, the 4 sanctified months. So Ashurul Hurum will be greater than any other month. But this hadith mentioned that Sha'ban becomes virtuous when it is kept for preparation for Ramadan. So the greatest month is Ramadan. Then after Ramadan comes the 4 sanctified months of the Islamic calendar. Then we find comes all the other occasions, happy occasions, you know, and other times. But Rasulullah is teaching us, prepare for this month, prepare for it, how important it is. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day before the month of Ramadan, the Rawaita lengthy hadith of Salman Farsi says, just one day before Ramadan. Now why the Nabi of Allah did it one day? So people don't forget. You don't forget. So it's just before Ramadan started. He told, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, qad azallakum shahrun azim. A very auspicious, blessed, great month is about to enter now. Shahrun mubarak. A very great month. Fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. There's a special night, greater than 1,000 months in ibadat, that the night of Qadr. In this month of Ramadan, brothers, you know how a person is waits for the December period. He knows how much money he's going to make. Allah send this period of Ramadan. This is the time for a believer to earn not millions, not billions, more than trillions. If only we can appreciate and understand what Ramadan is truly about. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah is all the time, he was focused. Sahaba were focused, Abu Zughan the Deen were focused. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, any nafil deed a person does in this month of Ramadan, whether in the night, whether in the day, a nafil deed, he'll get the reward of doing a farz deed. And any farz deed he does, he'll get the reward of 70 farz. So in other words, the month of Ramadan, there's like no nafil reward. Everything is farz. And the farz is 70 farz. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Allah Pak had made farz for you to fast in the days. And I made it sunnah for you to stand in the Taraweeh Salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Man Sama Ramadan Imanu wa Ihtisaban, the one who will fast in the month of Ramadan with Iman and hope of receiving the reward, Hufin Zambihi, all his previous sins will be forgiven. The one who stands up for the Taraweeh Salah with Iman and hope of receiving all his previous sins. Some hadith mentioned he'll be like the person who his mother gave birth to him. We all know when a person goes for Hajj, we quote the hadith, he returns like a newborn baby. Hadith mentioned when Ramadan comes, like a newborn baby, a person. The one who passes away on Friday, we know the Jannat is for him. Hadith says the one who passes away in the month of Ramadan, any time in Ramadan, Jannat is his. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Zakirullah fi Ramadan. Maghfurun lahu. The one who will remember Allah in Ramadan, he is forgiven. He is forgiven. Zakirullah fi Ramadan. Maghfurun lahu. Wasailullah la yakhib. The one who will raise his hands in dua, Allah won't turn his request down. Allah will fulfill his duas. This is Ramadan. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when Ramadan would come, he wouldn't meet anybody. The whole month of Ramadan, he had a special mamool, a special program. You couldn't meet as a Shaykh ul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah Ali. People would come, can't meet him. One Quran every day. As the Shaykh's granny was a Hafiza, one Quran every day and 10 paras at night. So 40 paras every day, besides the home chores, besides the zikr and askar, besides the durud. That's a shame. Imam Bukhari's mamul, 40 paras also, one Quran and 10. As the Mawlana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali, at the end of Ramadan, as a Shaykh on one year, he told all the murids that I want everybody to write down how much Quran they must come and show me. It was his murid, so he could say that. When the month of Ramadan ended and everybody brought, somebody finished 15 Quran, somebody 20, 75, somebody 30 Qurans, Inamul Hasan, 62 khatams. 62 khatams. Imagine how they dedicated the respect. Allah Pak wants us to show the respect for this man. Nabi Sam is ascending the mimbar. The Rawayat of Ka'b ibn Ujra, Nabi Sam ascended the mimbar. First step, he says, Ameen. He went on the second step, he said, Ameen. He went on the third step, he said, Ameen. When he finished the khutbah and he came down, Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, today we witnessed something very strange. We never see this ever. What was this all about? The Nabi of Allah said, Jibreel was sent to me by Allah. And he made three bad du'as. And I was commanded to say Ameen on it. Imagine the greatest angel is making the bad du'a, the greatest Nabi is saying Ameen. What doubt we have in the acceptance of this? He said, when he took the first step of the mimbar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ascended, he said that, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yukfar lahu. May that person be doomed to the month of Ramadan enters. And he doesn't gain forgiveness. May he be doomed for the fire of Jahannam. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. In other words, he does not show respect for this month. He doesn't sanctify, honor, respect it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. The second step, may that person be doomed who your Mubarak name is taken. And he does not send durood upon you. He doesn't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He sends durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, he doesn't have respect for Rasulullah. He doesn't hear the name, say durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He doesn't have the sunnah in his life. He doesn't have all these things. And the third is, when Rasulullah said that, the third step, may that person be doomed who his parents reach old age, he does not fulfill the haqq of his parents, serve them and gain forgiveness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen, may he be doomed also. So brothers, of course, there's a lot to be said. This time is up. May Allah Pak make it such that this Ramadan be a successful Ramadan for each and one of us and for the entire Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted us to fulfill the month of Ramadan. One is fasting in the day, Taraween in the night. We should do Tahajjud Salah. The month is the month of Quran, brothers. The month of Quran. Shahru Ramadan. Alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. The month of Quran. The month of Quran. How much we can recite? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said four things. Recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. La ilaha illallah. Istighfar in abundance. Ask protection from Jahannam. And ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us also and grant us Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhda wa alhamdulillah.